Apple Card is the perfect cashback rewards credit card. You earn up to 3% daily cash on every purchase, every day. That's 3% on your favorite products at Apple, 2% on all other Apple Card with Apple Pay purchases, and 1% on anything you buy with your titanium Apple Card or virtual card number. Visit apple.co/card calculator to see how much you can earn. Apple Card issued by Goldman Sachs Bank USA, Salt Lake City Branch. Subject to credit approval, terms apply.
It's hard not to add a side of hot, crispy hash browns to your favorite McDonald's breakfast. It's even harder not to eat said hash browns before you get home. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Welcome to the $100 MBA Show, and today is a Q&A weekends episode where we answer your question right here on the show. If you want to ask a question, just email us at contact@100mba.net, or you can use our Speak It option where you can record your question. We'll play it right here on the show, and we'll answer it. As always, I'm your host, your coach, your teacher, Omar Zenholm. I'm also the co-founder of the $100 MBA, a complete business training and community online. Today's question comes from Jeff, and Jeff asks, what's the best option for recording interviews over Skype? Great question, Jeff, and I'm going to give you my full answer. Doesn't matter if you're on a Mac or a PC, I have a solution for you. So let's get down to business. MBA Show is sponsored by Rerun. Need to automate your reoccurring subscription or membership billing? Rerun helps you accept payments via credit card and e-check, and you can do it online and offline. Plus, Rerun automates email communication and handles expired or declined credit cards. Just visit rerunapp.com/podcast for a free trial today. That's rerunapp.com/podcast. So Jeff asks, what's the best option for recording interviews over Skype? Let's first talk about the solutions or the software options you have. If you're on a Mac, then we highly recommend you use Ecamm Call Recorder. We use this software when we do our chats on Webinar Ninjas podcast. Now with Ecamm Call Recorder, it's a piece of software that gets installed on your computer, but it also gets installed inside your Skype installation. So you're able to control Ecamm inside of Skype. And what Ecamm does is that it has a separate little control panel that comes up when you start a Skype call, where you can just hit record and start recording calls. You can also have it set up where it records calls automatically, but I don't have that as default because I find it annoying that you have to hit stop every time you want to just make a call on Skype. So it will record your video if you're using video. It will also record the audio if you're just doing audio, automatically, and it gets saved to a designated folder that you set up inside of Ecamm. Ecamm is $29.95. It's actually a really good deal. It's a great investment, especially if you're podcasting, you're doing interviews, you're going to do this regularly, and it comes with free lifetime updates and support, which is awesome. And they do frequent updates. I think they do an update every month or so, which is great, which means it's always going to be improving. You can also try it for free. They have a free trial if you want to give it a shot. What we love about Ecamm is that the recording is crystal clear. It actually takes the recording from Skype itself, the actual Skype call. We love Ecamm because it's really, really good quality software. You can check that out at ecamm.com, but we're going to put all the links for all the things we're going to be mentioning today on today's show notes. So you can check that out at 100mba.net/mba196. Now, if you're on a PC, you can use a software called Pamela, P-A-M-E-L-A, and it's similar to what Ecamm does. It's a call recorder for Skype. They also have a free version or free trial that you can check out. I personally have not used Pamela because I don't use a PC, but I've spoken to other people that have used it. They're on PCs, and they find it to be very useful. The Pamela call recorder is $16.98, and again, we're going to put a link to Pamela in today's show notes. Now, Jeff and everybody who's listening to today's episode, I want to mention a few things that are important when you are doing these Skype recordings, be it an interview or otherwise. There are things you need to keep in mind when you are doing this. The first thing is you need to make sure that both you and the person on the other end are using a quality mic. When you're just using the external microphone of a laptop or a PC, the sound quality will suffer. The audio, regardless if you're doing just audio or audio and video, really, really matters. It's really hard to forgive bad audio, so you need to really make sure that both parties are using a good mic. And a really good quality mic that we recommend that you can get on Amazon for about $80 is the Audio-Technica ATR2100. It has an XLR connection, but it also has a USB connection so you can plug it right into your laptop or computer. And the sound quality is going to make a huge difference. So make sure both parties are using a quality mic. The other thing I want to mention is that it's really important that both of you, you and the other party on the other line, are using headsets. The quality of this headset doesn't need to be great. It could be just your earbuds from your iPhone. The point of the headset is that you don't want the audio of the other party to go through your speakers on your computer and to the mic. This is going to have the other person's audio into your audio. It's going to mix things up and it's going to sound strange when you do some editing later on. So by putting headsets, the audio is not audible. You can't hear the audio. It won't pick up. The mic won't pick up audio that's coming through your headset. It's like I'm talking on the phone and the TV's on in the background. You can hear the TV through the speaker of the phone. So you don't want the other person's talking to go through your speaker or your microphone on your end of the call. This small tip really improves the quality of your recording. I have a few more tips when it comes to recording Skype calls, but before that, I gotta give love to today's sponsor, VeriSign. VeriSign is running an amazing contest to celebrate 30 years of .com. It's launching the Internet Official Contest, giving you the opportunity to win up to $35,000 to turn your bright idea into a new business. Just register a new .com domain name by visiting VeriSignContest.com. Your .com must be registered during the contest entry period of January 26th to April 30th of 2015. At VeriSignContest.com, you'll complete and submit a contest entry form where a panel of experts and celebrity entrepreneurs, along with the results of a social media voting campaign, will determine the monthly winners. There's going to be plenty of prizes, 5 monthly winners actually, a total of 15, and 1 grand prize winner. Each monthly winner will receive $5,000 and will be eligible to compete to win the grand prize of $30,000. Make your idea internet official. Register a new .com domain with a participating registrar during the contest entry period and enter for an opportunity to win up to $35,000. To learn more about the contest and its rules, visit VeriSignContest.com. That's VeriSign.com. If you're recording a Skype call, a video Skype call, you need to remember that recording the call is just the beginning. I've seen so many people interview some really great experts online, and they put up their interview, whether they used Ecamm or Pamela, and they really don't do the interview justice because the edit is just really, really poorly done. Actually, it's not done at all. There is no editing done. So we really highly recommend you edit your videos. At the very least, just trim the beginning until you actually get going. Sometimes you have a little small talk in the beginning, or you just want to make sure everybody hears each other. But you can do more than just trim the beginning and the end. You can also add some lower thirds so people know who these people are that are on the call. You can brand your actual interview with your logo and URL. You can make it look really pro. And this can be easily done with any simple video editing software. If you're on a Mac, every Mac comes with iMovies and you can edit your videos in there. If you're on a PC, you can use Windows Movie Maker. If you want to go really pro and you're on a Mac, you can use Apple Final Cut X. Or you can use Adobe Audition, which is a web-based video editing software. And you can use that on a PC, of course, because it's web-based. Now, if your Skype call is audio only, no video, you still also should edit. Take the time to make it sound great with great transitions if you have transitions. And again, we talked about this before, but if you're on a Mac, you can use GarageBand. It comes automatically on your actual computer. And if you're on a PC, you can use something as simple and free like Audacity. All right, Jeff, I hope that answers your question. And that wraps up today's lesson. If you guys want to ask a question on the $100 MBA show, Q&A weekends, just email us at contact@100mba.net. or use our Speak It option and record your question on our show page at 100mba.net/show. And if you have 2 minutes, guys, don't forget to drop us a rating and review on iTunes. It helps us tremendously get more exposure and reach more business builders just like you. And everybody who leaves us a rating or review enters our weekly draw to win a free ride to the $100 MBA. Every Friday, we give away a free ride, and we call it Free Ride Fridays. Guys, I want to leave you with this. Whatever tool you use, whatever software you use, and anything you do, in this case, recording an interview or recording a call on Skype, they're just tools. How you use these tools, what you do with these tools, your style and the way you use these tools, be it editing that call or the way you present that actual interview or your actual interview skills on the interview itself, is really what's going to make or break your actual product or your actual offering or the actual content of what you're offering. So remind yourself these are just tools and you really need to focus on the craft itself to be able to nail a great performance and offer your audience something of value. I hope that helps, guys, and I hope I can check you in tomorrow's episode, which is also a Q&A weekend. I'll see you then.
It's hard not to add a side of hot, crispy hash browns to your favorite McDonald's breakfast. It's even harder not to eat said hash browns before you get home. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.